Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Talent Talks, the podcast for creatives building with sustainable intention, not just fleeting momentum. And today we're talking about why we might be undervaluing and underpricing our work and how to spot those signs. It's a two-part battle, the one in your head and the one on your invoice. It's the voice of self-doubt that whispers, well, who am I to say? And the inevitable consequence of having what feels like a much lighter paycheck than you deserve. We've all been there. You have a skill, a talent, a proven track record, but when it comes to setting a price for a project, a feeling of unease creeps in. It feels like you need to justify every dollar before thinking about pushing back. Or worse, you slash your prices before the client even has a chance to respond. The truth is, this isn't a business problem, it's a psychological one. The act of pricing your work is a direct reflection of how much you value your time, your skill, and your unique genius. In this episode, we'll cover why imposter syndrome is so common amongst high achievers, those pesky neural connections between self-worth and pricing, the cold hard stats on why creatives consistently underprice their work, and wrap things up with a powerful two-part exercise to silence that inner critic and build a pricing model that you don't hate. Let's start with the internal battle, that feeling you're a fraud and at any moment someone's going to call you out. It's what's known as imposter syndrome. Maya Angelou once said, I've written 11 books, but each time I think, uh-oh, they're going to find me out. I've run a game on everyone and they're going to find out. And she's not the only one. Even successful leaders like Sheryl Sandberg have spoken openly about feeling inadequate, even at the highest levels of their career. And if you're thinking, that sounds like me, well, you're not alone. According to research from the International Journal of Behavioral Science, up to 70% of people will experience imposter syndrome at some point in their lives. This isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you're pushing your boundaries and challenging yourself. Sadly, this internal voice of self-doubt doesn't just stay in your head, but it has a way of magically seeping into your professional life, most notably when it comes to invoicing clients. We often hear the phrase, charge what you're worth, but what does that even mean? And why is it so hard to do? For many of us, the hardest part of the job isn't the creative work itself, it's the moment we have to send an invoice. I often used to suffer from invoice guilt, and honestly, I still do. Like, I needed to justify my price or even apologize for my price in general. It's a direct response to my feelings of being an imposter. Even though I have more than 8 years of professional experience and 5 published books under my belt. But what if we rephrased and reframed pricing? Instead of a direct reflection of our worth as a person, it's a strategic asset, an extra coin at the end of a Super Mario level, an asset to help our business selves level up. For example, take the Starbucks versus local coffee shop analogy. My home had some of the most amazing coffee shops, one of which I would get my daily coffee, and it was truly a spectacular experience. The plants that would hang at the shop, the stained glass, the colorful crystals poking out of the potted plants. I adored walking there and sipping on my oat milk lavender latte even more. Yet for the longest time, the owner had lower prices than even Starbucks. Even for my ridiculous custom lavender latte, because Starbucks had consistently created an environment and quote-unquote value in people's mind as a worldwide chain. Later on, he started charging a more competitive price, and you know what? His loyal community of customers were happy to pay it. I even bought a few t-shirts and plants from that store. Shout out to 11th Hour Coffee Shop in Santa Cruz. My point is, your brand, your unique voice and talent is your value, and it's what clients are paying for, not just the hours you put in. And this isn't just some slapdash theory. Research from the National Association of Women Business Owners has shown that many female entrepreneurs consistently underprice their work compared to their male counterparts, often because of a lack of confidence and a fear of negotiation. So, how do we fix this and build the confidence to back up our prices? Well, confidence is like a muscle. You build it by using it consistently and over time. To start, ask yourself, what's one specific thought or fear I have about my abilities that holds me back? This gets to the heart of that imposter syndrome. Number two, what is the one thing I do for my clients that nobody else can do? This begins to articulate your unique value. And three, if I had to defend my price to a friend, what would I say? And this helps work on that thing we call confidence. And if you want to dive a little deeper, check out our simple two-part exercise located on our KO Creative Agency website. The first is an imposter syndrome reframing worksheet that helps you get to the core of your negative self-talk. And the second is our value statement and pricing calculator, which can help you move beyond simple hourly rates and get you to a number you actually feel good about. A Harvard Business Review study found that candidates who were more confident in their salary expectations were more likely to get higher salaries than they asked for. That's because confidence isn't just about feeling good, it's a powerful tool in negotiation. So, know this. You have the skills, you have the talent, now it's time to build that confidence back up. Head over to the show notes to get started building the best imposter-free version of yourself. It's time to stop apologizing for your prices and start owning your worth. I'll see you next time on Talent Talks.